the wake of the bitter sorrow of Friday, surely the mountains cried out in their grief. Sadness fell hard on the weak and the mighty. The cross overshadowed their hope and belief. But the grave was slowly losing the struggle. Angels were making their way to the stone. Joy was preparing to sing from the darkness, thus overshadowing death and its throes. Just moments before, creation was silent, but now expectations were stirring and bright. Birds singing, trees clapping, all were rejoicing. Jesus arose as the conquering Christ.
Sunday, and all the anguish and agony of the past week has surrendered to the glorious resurrection. This is the crux of our Christian faith. This is why we have reason to rejoice. This is why salvation is real. He is risen, and life is glorious. But the journey to the resurrection was not an easy one. From the moment Jesus came to us as a child in a manger, he became acquainted with our grief, with our temptation, with love and loss. As he grew, I suppose he felt all the things that mankind feels, and that's why he came to us, to know us. Those who knew him best were surely witnesses to the struggle of a man who was God and a God who was man. I can only imagine that as his friends stood by observing the miracles and listening to the conversations of love that poured out of him, their hearts must have burned with joy and honor to even stand beside him. And for those who met him only briefly, they still understood the power and magnitude of this man called Jesus.
Some of us met him on a hillside. Some of us met him at a well. Some of us met him when they touched his garment. But all of us are here to tell. We are changed. We are changed. By the power of His presence, we are changed. Bodies healed and lives restored. With just one touch from the Lord, and we will never ever be the same. We are changed.
He saw the needs that we all carry, and compassion reached His hand. He spoke to us about the plans He was fulfilling.
Changed, we are changed. By the power of His presence, we are changed. Bodies healed and lives restored. With just one touch from the Lord, and we will never ever be the same. We are changed. There is no other choice to make. We will follow Him anywhere He leads. We are changed. We are changed. By the power of His presence, we are changed. Bodies healed. Life restored with just one touch from the Lord, and we will never ever be the same. We are changed. We are changed.
We know it as the Last Supper. As they broke bread, their hearts also broke at the revelation Jesus shared with them, at the mere suggestion that one of them would betray Him, and at the sheer love that He poured out onto them like wine. Eat of this bread, He told them, and remember me. Drink, He said, and think of me. I have chosen you.
Walked where I have walked. You have heard me speak your name, and from this very moment on, everything will change. Gather near me, hear me calling, listen closely to each word. Come take the bread, come drink the wine. You have been chosen, you are mine. And all you've received, and all you've believed, is all you will need to change the world. You are my kingdom. You are my kingdom.
When the
gather near me, hear me calling, listen closely to each word. Come take the bread, come drink the wine, you have been chosen, you are mine, and all you've received, and all you believe, is all you will need to change the world. You are my kingdom,
you are my kingdom.
In this room, were in the upper room with Jesus and his disciples. Nor were we there in the Garden of Gethsemane when he made the final decision that the Father's will would be done, regardless of the price. But every one of us can wear the crown of redemption purchased by those moments of decision when God, out of his great love for man, chose a long, long road to Calvary. What is it to be loved, to know mercy so fully and completely? It is astonishing to think that the Lord of all heaven and earth, who created us, who knew us before we knew ourselves, would look at us with the ultimate affection and say, I will die for you. This is love at its greatest moment.
Shook the hillside, darkness shook the sky. Some came just to mock him, some to say goodbye. The grief that racked his body beyond what words could say. But when he thought of breath away,
his mother stood inside.
wasn't the name. path
On the third day of mourning, the third day of disbelief that their friend was truly gone, there was something happening. Bigger than those who sat in sorrow together, trying to find comfort in each other, there was a rumbling in the earth, a groaning, and a battle that was being won as creation moaned for the resurrecting power to take the battle. Death defeated, life wins. He's alive. Yes, he was dead. Yes, he was buried. But now he's alive forevermore. Let the church tell it over and over so all the world hears the wonderful news that Jesus has broken every chain of death, hell, and the grave. We are free.
tell you that Jesus lives. As he lives, so shall we. Dying and fear have all passed away.
They've been swallowed in victory.
Morning has broken the cords away. There's no reason to fear. Why seek the living among the dead? Jesus, your Lord, is not here. He is alive. He's not here.
Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O grave, is your sting? Come, children, and dance with me.
Sing to our living King.
Love went over everything, bounds the spear and the sword. Joy had such a voice as ring from.